All right, so what happened? Where? How did you get here?
We were heading from Walmart home. We're driving down the street, and we saw like a bunch of smoke. I thought at first it was fog, but when we drove like just a little bit past down the street, I told him to turn around. We came back in here, and I told him that it's probably church on fire or something, because that's where the smoke was coming from.
Yeah.
I ran down the field, and I saw smoke coming out of the door on the other side of the building. So I just called 911 and basically went from here. They arrived here like a couple of minutes later. The first two officers came, or two policemen came here, and then the rest of the crew showed up.
What did it look like when you first saw it?
Oh, just a lot of smoke. Like, if we were entering probably from this side, or maybe from this side.
It was kind of weird.
There, it was like, yeah.
Because the smoke was coming from the ground.
From the ground, like kind of from the ground.
And so, like, you know, when you're driving through it, you're pretty much like, it's like almost the same feeling as you're going through a strong fog. As soon as we pass through, it's like, it smells like smoke.
And it's really clear on the other side, so it was just a certain area in smoke.
When he ran over there, I could see, like, I was trying to do the Snapchat or whatever, but you couldn't really see because it was dark over there. It would be like smoke, and then fire. Smoke, and fire. So it was like, you know.
Roof already catching on fire.
And by the time everybody, you know, got here, it got much worse. We were like, man, hopefully they can save or nobody's not inside the building.
Yeah.
But
has anyone come out?
So far, I don't think we've seen anybody that has been in there. When the two policemen came here, they did walk around and ask. So, I mean, like, knocked on the windows and make sure nobody was in there.
And what does it look like now?
Right now, one of the other side of the building looks pretty bad, I would say. It's to the point where it's probably done completely. But
50%.
Yeah, 50% of the whole building. If you connect two of those buildings that were how they were connected originally, I'd say the 50% of it is done.
Burnt down?
Yeah. Like, especially inside, because the fire came from the inside. That's what I saw. Because fire was coming out of the door and just started going, catching the roof.
It was like two places. You can see the door, and then on the other side you could see the roof. So I don't know where exactly it started, but you see like two different points. One from the bottom and one from the top.
Okay.
Like from that side of the street, that's Adams or whatever, behind the church.
As you can see, like right here, even like this stuff from the roof or whatever, it's all the way here. So it's been what? I'll tell you how long exactly it's been going on. Because we arrived here at, when I called on 911, it was 2:02. So that was about exactly 2 when we came here.
Wow. And what time is it now?
Right now it's 2:41, and it's still going on.
Wow.
Yeah, we see it's still shooting for water.
So why are you guys still here?
Police asked us to stick around for a little bit, maybe for extra information or something like that. And plus, our car kind of got stuck in here as well, so...
Oh, I thought you can't get out.
A through street, but I was like, oh, man. And then I didn't want to get in front of them, you know, because they're already here.
Yeah.
So I just let them do their thing.
So I guess, like, what's it mean to, like, be able to call in something like this and save it from burning down any more than it already was?
Just to... So it doesn't spread further, because there's a lot of people around here. You know,
yeah.
School. I mean, I understand there's school here and stuff like that, but there's also people that my grandma literally lives down in the apartments down here. So
really?
If anything catches on fire, you know, I have a family here. I wouldn't want anybody to get hurt,
yeah,
including my family members.
Was that a concern when you drove by?
Yes. When I saw the smoke, I thought, you know, I'd rather check and see. That's make sure that's not fire. I mean, yeah, make sure it's not fire. When we came, it was fire, and automatic response, 911.
Yeah, it's just instinct, you know. You just kind of feel scared and you know, panicked a little bit. You're like, oh my god, you know. I really hope that everybody's okay. If for instance, if somebody was staying inside the church or something, I don't know, or what could have possibly happened. So for us, it's an instinct, it's a natural human thing, I guess, you know, to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Since it's part of the location where, you know,
we live.
Yeah.
You're part of the community.
Part of the community, and a lot of bad things have been going on, especially in this Belmont area lately. So
I don't know if you heard about the older granny. She was it on the news?
Yeah, it was on the news. Some she's 72-year-old, I think. She stabbed the guy in the back, also in this neighborhood and on Knox Street, I think, I believe down here. And that clerk at the quick shop down the street got shot to death.
Like 2 months ago.
And 2 weeks before that, on this street, same street down here, some girl got shot to death. So a lot of things have been going on in this area.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just glad to help, I guess. You know, be there at the right place at the right time, I guess, for a reason. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What were you guys, you were coming home from Walmart, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because first, we went.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is.
I think it's theirs.
Yeah, I was gonna move it, but I didn't want to go be in front of you guys.
Is it on your way or something?
No, we just want to make sure.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of funny because this is the second time we were going to Walmart. The first time we did some shopping, and then turns out that one of the chicken that we got, it was expired. It was like, today is already the third, right?
Yeah, today's the third.
So it expires on the second one, right?
Yeah, it's probably on the second.
We went to return that.
Went there, returned, just driving back home. Normally, we would not even expect something like this to be happening, but it almost seems like, you know, God sent us through here.
This is interesting, too, because we were debating whether to go through 27th and Cornhusker, because, you know, it's actually probably closer in a way. But since the traffic light turned green, so it's like I might as well just keep going this way. And I think if we would have went that way, we probably would have not even noticed.
Really?
Yep.
So an odd, lucky series of events led you guys to being the ones to call, I guess.
That's interesting. It's pretty funny because he's like, let's go straight or we go this way, and he literally asked me that question and I'm like, go churn. Green line churns, he goes this one. I was like, okay, we're gonna go this way, I guess. Turns out we went here for a reason.
Do you think it was meant to be?
I believe in God. I'm very Christian and that's how we grew up, so I believe God has everything for a reason. So, and especially with a church like that, so I don't think that's how would you say?
Just randomly.
Just a random thing.
Especially right before something like this, you're debating which way to go, plus with the whole expired chicken thing. It seems like there's like connection, some kind of connection visible, you know? That just kind of leads to be there for a reason. I mean, I'm sure this is not the only story that you hear that has some kind of random connection, but it has a strong purpose to it. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it, because it's pretty interesting how it turned out. I mean, how often you get expired chicken? That was my first time, and I'm pretty sure that was his first time too.
I know.
And they're like, oh, they probably forgot to take it off the shelf. Like, they kind of acted out like it was surprising, but who knows?
Wow.
So from there, it's just history now, you know?
Yeah.
Just hoping nobody's in the inside. That's the biggest concern, you know?
At least it's not an apartment or a house.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
My name's Alexander Denisuk.
How do you spell that?
OLEKSANDR. And my last name's DENYSYUK.
Okay. Can you tell me your name?
Peter Pereira. His first name is P-E-T-R. And the last name is P-E-R-E-R-V-A.